We can learn Daf Masechet Bamitzvah Daf Pe Aleph. Begin the Amar. Begin the Tesmat. Begin the Gemara. How Gemara? But it sounds like that if he said I finished, then he would be a Shem Mesacha. Which Tais says Tais as Tais like looks at the Tanya. Begin to say, wait a second. My part. What's the question? Shani Hachay. But here it's different. Like Kati Tovas LeIgre. But he still hold on his pay. L'Kacha B'Shem Mesacha. Therefore, he's a Shem Mesacha B'Shem Gemara Malachta. Even though he finished his work. So how could you compare the cases? But Amil Tamei Del El. But according to the reasoning that the Gemara had given. The minon umen laseicher that we compare a craftsman to a seicher. We don't say shani umen that a craftsman is different. The Thomas like I agree that that's not the relevant point. So then the Gemara is definitely asking a good question. But according to the other pshat, that there is a difference between the umen and the what's the Gemara's question? So that says Tezir. Something you could say is no Lamahani Tobas La Igre. No, that doesn't help. Where he's making money from his profession. The Tarti Bini, we need to have both. Shemistaka and Bitobas La Igre. And that's why this is the Gemara said that Umid like a Shemasacha, because he could use the object to collect his debt. That's on condition that he's also making his profit. He's still in the middle of his job. But once he finished, he's not making money anymore, so that's not enough anymore holding on to the object to consider him as a Shem Esacha, because you need to have two variables. You know, it's just Mata B'Yom D'Gmacha, Loi, Ha've Mais, V'Tol HaShalcha, Shem Esacha. Now, Bavagav, the Gemartiv, Lahava, even though when the guy says that I finished, but the Gemara comes out that the Mishnah you can be bedayek that it's only when the woman says to the Baal Bais, you know, take your object and bring money, then it's like a Shem Echinam. But if he told him, bring money and then take the object, then it's like a Shem Esacha. And truth is, if the woman tells the Baal Bais that he finished his work, so then you would actually have halacha as a Shem Echinam. Now, what Tez is addressing is even though when you say bring money and take your object, he has a lach like a Shem Esachar, and even if he really finished his work on the object, lefish nigger malachta because he finished his work. Kamakam, however, hachob here shemafash behead you that he explicitly saying shalit lachid mois that he shouldn't that he can't take it until he gives the money. So that's why have a Shem Esachar. That's why over here he has that benefit by holding on to the object. He will have a lach like Shem Esachar. Next, Tesmat the Gemara. Gemara also coming to Rav Nachman Mechayv. He came from Rav Nachman, and he says that he's chayv. So the Gemara wrote a story on a person that purchased merchandise from his friend to sell it somewhere else, and if he doesn't find any buyers, he'll return the merchandise to the seller. And there's Ein on the way back. Rav Nachman held that he was liable. So it says it's a wonder because Medolei Ashkech Lizvuna, from the fact that he wasn't successful to find any buyers. So, Mashvet sounds like love is even the Khalifa. It wasn't a good market for selling this object, and that's why he wasn't able to have any buyers. If that's the case, then Cain, Amai Chayiver, why is he holding him liable? Well, Lo Shneim Haisa. But that's the benefit of both of them. As you find, Ramin ben Adam, the most in Domna Vamalavan Bez, the Inlacham Lekeath, you don't hold the buyer liable, Bezibin Khalifa, only when it's a high market, Chakal Nashalay, which all the benefit goes to him, only then is he Chay ben Aitzin. But here it's not that type of situation. Mishamat, you can say is no, actually, Bezibin Khalifa, it actually was a high market. Then Mahi writes, losses Bedamim, Shanosan Lehamaycher, if he'd be willing to give for the price, now the seller gave it to him, he might say, he would have found a lot of buyers. So he writes, he actually wanted to sell for more. And this that he didn't sell like he could have, Misha Misha'af, above the base, because he's thinking that, you know, even by the threshold, the Basas, Keshef, when he comes back, they're going to give him that price or more. And if he waited to sell it, but therefore, it is the case of Kol HaNashalai. Next test not to begin the Gemara, Nichol Mandam Shiba Balam Potter. Well, this all makes sense according to the one who was asking and the opinion that holds that Shiba Balam is Chayiv. Why was our Papa embarrassed when the Chacham asked him, why is he Mechayiv the Mechir Olam for the payment of the cloak of their friend that that baked for them, but you should have exempted because of Bala Vimai. So it says Vakasha, meaning what the question was, Laman Dama Chayiv, on the one who holds that you're Chayiv in such a situation, Ma'uv Didra Papa, meaning, because Diravacha Viravina, if Lagubola come on, they disagree regarding if Pshiva Vayam is Pata or not, Shoy Achra Papa. So from the story of Papa, they were asking on those Amirim, how could they have said that that Pshiva Baal Mischayev, but that would be disagreeing with Rapapa who lived before them.